Right, this is a poem about the perils of a day out in London with the law lords. It's called Away Day. Woke up, got up, read the post, attacked the postman, took the rat for a walk, came back, fed the amoeba, made some coffee, wrote a passionate love letter to Shirley Williams enclosing a small dead animal, then thought, I'm bored, think I'll go to London, because London's more interesting than Harlow, and I might be able to pick up some Bucks Fizz bootlegs or the latest Jean-Paul Sartre dub LP. Got the bus 10 minutes late, got the train 20 minutes late, train was delayed for 2 hours due to dead SDP members on the line. Got to London Liverpool Street, went down the tube, stepping on unsuspecting commuters all the way. Up to the ticket booth, single to Covent Garden, please. Sure, mate, that'll be £5.50. What do you mean, £5.50? It was only 20 pence yesterday. I'm not paying £5.50 to go to Covent Garden from Liverpool Street. Sorry, mate, I know it was only 20 pence yesterday, but a 97-year-old, geriatric, deaf, ostrich-minded, extremely rich, archaic, obsolete, semi-senile, reactionary, self-perpetuating member of an outdated, unnecessary, and entirely superfluous, elitist and oligarchic institution who never uses the tube anyway because he's got a fucking chauffeur-driven limousine, woke up with a headache in the middle of last night and decided to increase London transport fares by 2,000% and got four of his senile friends to agree with him posthumously, and so we've had to put the fares up. That's called freedom, democracy, the rule of law and defending the British way of life. That'll be £5.50, please. Bollocks to that, I said, and after a short pregnant pause all the people behind me in the queue plucked up courage and said bollocks to that. And all the pinstripe and soda brigade coming down the stairs said bollocks to that. And all the other people in Liverpool Street Underground and at the bus stop said bollocks to that. And all the people at all the other underground stations and bus stops in London said bollocks to that. Apart from the nice, polite Human League and Haircut 100 fans who thought it was rude to say bollocks. But when it was revealed to them that in the famous Sex Pistols LP cover trial of 1977, a High Court judge had ruled that bollocks was not an obscene word, then they too said bollocks to that. And soon the entire length and breadth of the London transport network was full of people saying bollocks to that and refusing to pay the increased fares. And when finally a large crowd of completely sober and totally moderate 49-year-old Lloyd's underwriters called Brian started going up to your average law lord in the street saying bollocks to that and hitting him over the head with a large mallet, then the powers that be decided to abandon the fares increase in the interest of public safety. Then everything went back to normal, but it made me wonder. So I'm forming a mass revolutionary party, and our slogan, manifesto and programme is going to be...
Bollocks to that!